Blog Talk Radio.
I got so many theories and suspicions. I'm diagnosed with real nigga condition. Today is the day I follow my intuition. Keep the family close, get money for bitches. I double park the Austin in the red. My mama told me that I'ma work myself to death. My girl told me don't let these hoes get in my head. My world been ecstatic, I checked the signals that read. Buzzing, radar's in buzzing. Yeah, yeah. Fox News wanna use my name for percentage. My latest news is my niece, she worth living. See me on the TV and scream, that's Uncle Kendrick. Yeah, that's the business. Somebody tell Gerardo this nigga got some ambition. I'm not a politician, I'm not about a religion. I'm an Israelite, don't call me black no more. That word is only a color, it ain't facts no more. My cousin Carl, Duckworth said know my words. And Deuteronomy say that we all been cursed. I know he walks the earth, but it's money to get, bitches to hit. Yeah, zeros to flip, temptation is, yeah, first on my list, I can't resist, yeah. Everyone together now, know that we forever buzzing. Radar is buzzing. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Buzzing. Radar is buzzing. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You know, in Augusta, Georgia, I used to shine shoes on the steps of radio station WRDW. I think we started at 3 cents, and we went to 5 and 6, never did get to a dime. But today, I own that radio station. You know what that is? That's Black Power. Right here.
Don't send me no other place, I don't know nothing. Talk about my home, just give me some Georgia, some Alabama, some Mississippi, some New York, and some California, Texas, and some North Carolina, and some South Carolina, and Virginia, some Illinois, and some West Virginia, some Dakota, South Dakota, North Dakota. See, I can name all the different places now. But I leave it right out, don't get mad, because I just, you know, just a cat trying to keep it going. Some Ohio, too, yeah. Some Indiana, Michigan. Yeah, I'm coming pretty good. Kentucky, Tennessee. Yeah, I'm getting it together, you know. Just give me a little time.
So.
Jalito.
RCO, this is L. Ross Smith Bay. Right. Today is July the 12th, 2017. Thank you, everyone, for joining me. Tonight's show is going to deal with UCC, Uniform Commercial Code, okay, and just how it applies to us, called African Americans, Negroes, Blacks, Color, Hispanics, Puerto Ricans, etc. Okay. As always, I like to thank the Oncasters for allowing me to use this platform to give out this information to my people and to the world. Hey, we know Africa is one continent with 50-plus nations and is not a nationality, nor does it have its own language, just as America is three continents. So they say North, South, and Central America, okay? Even though we know that's just one continent. They are not nationalities, however, okay? And nor do they have their own language. There's nations within the land. And Negro, Black, color, etc. are all labels and not an identity. They are a legal designation denoting your status. According to the United Nations Human Rights Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights, okay, you can go to the United Nations Declaration, Universal Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, okay? Look up that document. United Nations Universal Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous People. In it, you will find that every indigenous being has a right to a nationality, to know their nation, their heritage, and their identity. And no one shall be arbitrarily deprived of his nationality, nor deny the right to change his nationality. Okay? States shall introduce safeguards to prevent statelessness by granting their nationality to persons who will otherwise be stateless and are either born in their territory or are born abroad to one of their nationals. States shall also prevent statelessness upon loss or deprivation of nationality. So let's get into the UCC. What is the UCC and what does it mean? Well, the UCC deals specifically with all commercial transactions. Okay. UCC stands for Uniform Commercial Code, all right? And it is basically, as it says, a code of statutes of contracts, okay? A product of private bankers. And it is based on merchant maritime marine law, because all commerce is done on the water. And under the UCC, you are, you as in your body, is considered a vessel over which maritime laws apply. And under the UCC, you can be leaned in total conflict with the Declaration of Independence, unalienable or unalienable rights. Under the UCC, by contracting, such as applying for a license, you have to get permission, because that is a privilege, and you're waiving all your rights. Okay, so such as applying for a license under the UCC by contracting, your inherent original rights are turned into a privilege that can now be lien. Okay, and that puts you under the contract of martial law rule. Right? Your right of travel is now a privilege to drive. Okay? Did you know that prior to 1933, a birth certificate didn't exist? Okay? Did you know that prior to 1933, there was only one class of citizens? There was only first class. There was no middle class. Did you know that prior to 1933, all debts were discharged by gold and silver? All right. That means that gold and silver was either redeemable in silver or gold certificates. You know, if you know any great grandparents or grandparents even that lived in that time, they'll tell you that gold and silver was the standard for discharging debts for gold and silver. Okay. Your right to free speech is now a privilege to protest. Your right to hold property is now an asset that can be seized. Your right to hunt and fish is now a privilege to hunt and fish, which can be fine. Right. Y'all don't think anything is wrong with, you know, you trying to make a living by selling food. You know, you may even selling lemonade nowadays, if you don't have some kind of license or certification, you know, depending on whatever county you're in, you can get fined and any other instances or cases, you know, you can even be sent to jail over little things like that. I don't see anything wrong with that. Like, I think that's natural. Okay, that's unnatural. No, that is not the way it's supposed to be. You know, you think, is it right to have some license to go get permission to fish, to sell food, to provide for your family? Is that right to you have to get permission from the state? That's a God-given right to providing for your family. That's a right to eat. You know, that's a basic right to live. Like, how else are you going to eat? They can't stipulate or regulate, you know, something as natural as providing for your family. Okay? They're doing it because, like in the Bible says, my people perish for a lack of knowledge, and we haven't rebutted like anything, all the rules and regulations, stipulations, etc., that they apply on us as people. It's not a natural way of life. No. I have another article that I'm going to read from. And this one is titled, When There Is No Money. Okay. This is going to fall right along in line with, you know, the UCC and all the codes and how they were enforced. Okay. In the Bible, it says in Romans 13:8, owe no one anything except to love one another. For he who loves his neighbor has fulfilled the law. Owe no one anything except to love one another. For he who loves his neighbor has fulfilled the law. All right. You have a right, antecedent to all earthly government rights, that cannot be repealed or restrained by human laws, rights which derive from the great legislator of the universe, John Adams. Okay, he's talking about divine law and natural law. Which is the highest law of the land. And also, I'm going to keep quoting from the Bible, you know. Some people just, they may feel, you know, kind of indifferent toward that. But you just have to kind of set aside, you know, some emotion, some message that is being given, okay. In John 8:33, it says, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. okay, is a derivative to never be in bondage to any man. God's dealing with debt. The money in the government of the United States, there are two elements to consider. The one is to coin money, that is to mint or fashion the gold or silver of the people into coins with the stamp weight or value. The other element of money comes in the form of borrowing. Okay, this method is not as obvious to the casual observer and will be more fully explored later. The two sources of revenue, which are essentially the right of the general government, that of imposing duties and that of borrowing money on the credit of the nation. From Weston versus City Council of Charleston, 27 U.S. 449. That was a law case. So borrowing money, the government of the United States could issue bonds to lenders who have dollars of interest-sink value to loan. The bonds would represent a claim upon the government of the United States to the holder of the bond. There are obvious dangers in this method of borrowing since a debtor is subservient to a lender. If a government is established for the good of people or states that created it, then how can the same government become subservient to foreign creditors? Money is the evidence of wealth held to represent value. Credit is the evidence of property held to represent indebtedness. Money has a positive value fixed in stat upon it by law, which when used in commerce commands its specific value. Notes or credits are in themselves nothing but the promise dependent upon the solvency or insolvency of others for their value. Money is the standard value of commerce by which it is measured and controlled. Credit is a beggar upon commerce for time to pay for goods taken up in advance of payment. Credit is just as much money as the shadow of a house is a house. Nothing more. Money is payment beyond which no inquiry is made. Credit is the promise of money without the payment of which it is entirely worthless. That was from Crimes of the Civil War and the Curse of the Funding System. Crimes of the Civil War and the Curse of the Funding System. Time of the Great Depression and bank emergency legislation in the 1930s, we find the following quote from the Congressional Record. The money will be worth 100 cents on the dollar because it is backed by the credit of the nation. It will represent a mortgage on all the homes and other property of all the people in the nation. That was written in 1933 from the Congressional Record, March 9th. Okay. Basically saying is that you yourself is money. You are a bank. Essentially, you create money specifically through your signature. Because as you know, if you have not entered in any contract and have not put down your signature, nothing will happen. You won't get any funds. You know, you can't do anything in the commercial world without putting down that signature. It's for a reason, that autograph. Because you actually create money. You're a bank. You're the energy, okay, the currency. I would advise everyone to look up Jordan Maxwell. Jordan Maxwell, okay? He's a very great teacher. So he goes really in-depth into how this whole United States system is corrupt and fake. He goes into how, because he really breaks it down on, you know, like a fundamental level for even a layman can understand him and comprehend what he's saying. I would definitely recommend everyone to check out his videos. He's on YouTube, Jordan Maxwell. Okay. Our signature turns a piece of paper into a negotiable instrument because we are financial institutions considered to be estates. Okay? When you buy a house, you're not buying a house. You are creating a loan against yourself. You become the collateral for the loan. The land patent cannot go to ground because it's immovable. Okay? We're our own estate on our debtor side and considered to be a financial institution. Put your signature on any piece of paper, you are considered to be a bank. They just take a piece of paper and overlay it on your signature and write on that piece of paper on top of your signature, where your signature that authorizes a transaction that you never see. Then they place a lien against that signed piece of paper and sell it as a security on a stock exchange. This is what they're doing with child support. They have you sign something so they can slap a lien on it and then sell it as notes, no longer with them. And I went back in 1930 because 1930 is like a pivotal move for the United States, because in 1933, the United States of America went bankrupt. It's an established fact that the United States federal government was resolved by the Emergency Banking Act of March 9th, 1933. So look that up. Emergency Banking Act of March 9th, 1933. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to call in. Now is the time. I know I've just been kind of rambling a bit, you know. A lot of stuff may have went over heads. That's okay. I'm just, you know, getting it out.
I had a question.
Oh, go ahead.
I remember earlier in the broadcast today you mentioned how money is, like, not actually real. And,
right.
I was wondering, did they create the concept of money to create a system where we do the building and the footwork for things while they just, like, be comfortable or something? Because, like, there has to be, like, some, you know, crazy reason that they would make money a concept when actually it's just a piece of paper.
Right. Yeah, that's true. See, like you said, it's really an illusion that they created. Transfer like gold and silver, which was just the really real money, if you just want to call it money, you know.
Yeah.
It was used to trade in exchange for goods, but many a times we had like a barter and trade system that usually went on. Like even in the South, like they would many times transactions were used in trading like their own services, you know, like they would trade a service for a service.
Right.
Money, people know it is an illusion, especially the paper fiat money, which is just totally useless. It's just what is known as an IOU or a promissory note.
Exactly. Right. I know that even amongst trading service for service, like if another farmer had a certain good that another farmer didn't have, they would trade and, you know, barter amongst those things. And I kind of feel like the government stepped in and created this, you know, currency or this money system because they were missing out on whatever people were exchanging personally amongst themselves.
Right. Right. Yeah, that also happened.
Wow. Okay. Well, you always on point. So I just wanted to chime in and, you know, touch on that a little bit.
Oh, I appreciate that. I want to expound some more, too, since, you know, you bring it up. Money is just an illusion just to create, you know, scarcity, okay? It's the illusion of scarcity when really everything on earth is in abundance. We have everything we need here.
Right.
Money, that's an illusion of scarcity. It's just like a few powerful people, you know, back with military force, kind of just hoards all of that and created a system to keep us in line, just to stop from realizing that the power is with the people. But, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we are, like you said earlier, we are like the energy force that's even moving this system along. Because if we weren't working in these places and, you know, being such consumers and things like that, they wouldn't even have a foundation to stand on. If, like, everybody was just growing their own food and, you know, not eating meat or, you know, just farming and just living, like, a holistic natural lifestyle, they really wouldn't have any leverage over us.
Exactly. Like, if just one day or even half a day, if the people in America just stopped going to work, like, the whole system would just shut down overnight.
Yeah, that's so true.
No, they can't have that, though.
Yeah, right.
And make sure the distractions come fast and frequent.
Yeah, and they also like to try to distract our energy field with, like, trauma and, you know, just, you know, crazy things to try to distract us from self, because, you know, that's where all the energy and the power comes from. So they always have to keep us quarreling or just kind of, like, anxious or unsure so that we don't recognize our own power.
True. Yes, indeed.
Always. No problem.
Yes, indeed. Looks like we went into overtime. So if anyone didn't call in, you know, you won't be able to hear the show until it's ended and downloaded. And the last caller just dropped. So it looks like I'll go ahead and end the show prompt. Thank everyone for tuning in to another episode on our Talk Times of America Network. This is UCC Introduction, concluding another great show. I'll be on tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Central Time Zone, Texas Time Zone, or Texas territory, more accurately. And then I'm going to end the show by saying your identity is your most valuable possession, because without it, you are no one. Wanishi Wado, Yakoga.
You know, in Augusta, Georgia, I used to shine shoes on the steps of radio station WRDW. I think we started at 3 cents, and we went to 5 and 6, never did get to a dime. But today, I own that radio station. You know what that is? That's Black Power.
That's Black Power.
Right here.
Don't send me no other place, I don't know nothing. Talk about my home, just give me some Georgia, some Alabama, some Mississippi, some New York, and some California, Texas, and some North Carolina, and some South Carolina, and Virginia. Yeah. some Illinois, and some West Virginia, some Dakota, South Dakota, North Dakota. See, I can't name all the different places now. But I leave everybody out. Don't get mad because I just, you know, just a cat trying to keep it going. Some Ohio, too, yeah. Some Indiana, Michigan. Yeah, I'm coming pretty good. Kentucky, Tennessee. I'm getting it together, you know. Just give me a little time.